title. Reproductive and Cost Assessment of a Seasonal Breeding Program with Bos Indicus in Tropical Mexico. Authors: Jose F. Martinez, Carlos S. Galina, Yvette Rubio, Wendy L. Ballum, Manuel D. Coro. Abstract. Objective: to compare the reproductive performance of postpartum and open Bos Indicus cows and to study the cost-effectiveness of retaining non-pregnant animals after a short breeding season in tropical region of Mexico. Material and methods: a total of 128 Bos Indicus were included, 87 postpartum cows, PP, with less than or equal to 90 days after calving, and 41 open cows, OC, with greater than 90 days open. The study was divided into three phases: 1. Estrus synchronization followed by FTAI, day 0 to 10, 2. Estrus detection and AI, day 11 to 45, and 3. Natural mating, day 46 to 90. For the first phase, all animals were synchronized and AI at fixed time, day 10. Cows displaying overt signs of estrus, day 11 to 45, were AI. Open cows during the previous two phases were exposed to the bull. Results: pregnancy in phase 1 was different, P0.01, for PP and OC groups, 58.6% and 34.1%, respectively. Overall pregnancy percentage over the second service was 42.5%, P0.05. No differences, P0.05, were observed at phase 3, average 44.2%. By the end of the breeding season, the cost of OC was 3 times more than PP cows. Conclusions: pregnancy rate at first phase was higher in PP cows than OC cows. At the end of breeding season, a pregnancy rate of 80% was found. Incorporation of open cows from previous breeding season was more expensive than PP cows in all phases of the breeding program. Retaining an open cow for rebreeding 1 year or more could not be economically feasible. Keywords: artificial insemination, Bos Indicus, cost analysis, postpartum. This and other articles can be found on the journal MVZ Cordoba page.